Show with Brock and Hunter.
Y'all float, Benny. Y'all float.
Good morning, 7:49. Cloudy, rain this morning. And cloudy this afternoon, high of 65. Mostly cloudy and showers possible later on, low of 48. And tomorrow, partly sunny, but remaining rather cool, high of 68. So in regards to the remake of Stephen King's It, released today, going to go check it out at Celebration tonight. One of my favorite movies as a kid. Like I said earlier, I don't know if it's one of my favorite, but one of the ones that sticks out the most because my sisters made me watch it. And I don't think I slept for like 2 weeks. I've seen that damn clown, man.
Oh, that's awesome. I would kill to see that.
And I have no idea how I talked you into going to see this movie tonight because you're not really a scary movie kind of a guy.
Dude, not at all. Ever since Annabelle, I've been on this kick, man.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, it's kind of been creepy out, you know, raining. So it's kind of has that,
dude,
that mood.
Dude, it's the day, man.
It's the perfect day to go watch.
I'm going to take my little paper boat, dude. It's going to be awesome.
All right, Benny, Georgie. Kind of similar, you know.
We're talking about
movies that you would like to see be remade. A couple movies that I would like to see be remade. Have you seen the movie No Country for Old Men?
Yeah, yes.
Dude.
It came out in like 08-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be a while for that, but dude, that movie was awesome. You know what I loved about that movie? How it was so quiet throughout the whole movie. It was so quiet. It was eerie. It almost added to the movie having just really no soundtrack to it.
The one guy barely talked.
Right.
Which was weird.
It was just an eerie silence to that whole movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great movie. If you've never seen that, No Country for Old Men, definitely check that out. I believe it was a Grammy winner. I believe.
I'd imagine, yeah.
Another movie I'd like to see remade, Avatar. Avatar would be good. You don't like Avatar.
Well, you're going to take another 20 years to make a mediocre movie.
It wasn't mediocre, Benny. I love that movie. That was one of the movies I ran out of the theater like, hell yes. That was awesome. I don't know. Maybe not. Another movie I think should be remade, Superbad.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
They should remake it with, there's two guys that would be perfect. I'm totally drawing a blank because it's early in the morning. But, dude, yeah, it's time for that. Ten years later.
About 10 years, right?
Start developing it now.
Superbad, hilarious movie.
Great movie.
And they could do it easily. It's not one of those movies that they'd remake and you'd be like, I don't know if... I mean, it's just one of those movies. If they did it, it would be good.
I mean, they don't really have any budget. I mean, it's just like, you know? It's not like it's going to take long to film.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be good. Last but not least, a movie that I would like to see be remade, Ace Ventura. I know they remade Dumb and Dumber, and a lot of people didn't like that, but I think Ace Ventura is in a realm of its own. I don't think you could screw that up.
Do you mean like make a sequel or like have somebody else play Ace Ventura?
Well, you got to have Jim Carrey. I guess they did have When Nature Calls.
Right.
Number two. So I guess I can't really count that.
So have somebody else play.
Nah, you can't do that.
I was going to say, like, dude, I don't know if that's, I don't know who would do it.
I guess I forgot about When Nature Calls.
Oh.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I don't know who would do it, man.
925-WIRX. If you want to see a movie be remade, which movie would it be and why? Give us a call. 925-WIRX. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
They got a chat with.